Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I. That I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost.
That was Avicii, I believe is the pronunciation. Probably not, but we'll go with that. That was Wake Me Up, and we are started out Speaking Tube on this Tuesday afternoon. This is the show that gets you a little bit closer to the men and women of the Coast Guard. We get them out of their uniforms and into the studio here with me as my guest hosts, and they play the music that they want to play. And today I've got a pretty entertaining guest host, I think, lined up. He is the winner of Air Station Sitka's Ugly Christmas Sweater. He's Irish, and he put together a really good playlist. I have Andrew Sullivan in the studio, a.k.a. Sully. You're known by that, right?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. Right.
A.k.a. Sully. So should I call you Andrew or Sully the rest of the show?
Probably Sully would probably be best. I'll start getting confused otherwise.
Nobody really calls you by Andrew.
Except for my mother. And depending on how much trouble I'm in is usually how much of my full name she uses at a time.
Sweet. So I will not yell at you.
It's probably for the best.
No, Andrew. That's like yelling. Okay, so Andrew, where are you from? Sully, where are you from?
I am from a little town just outside of Boulder, Colorado, in Luceville, Colorado. I was born and raised, lived there pretty much my whole life.
Nice.
So.
And you are in the Coast Guard. You are in, let me get this straight, in AET-2.
Yes.
That's your rank. What does that mean?
AET is an avionics electrical technician. Okay. It sounds very fancy.
It's so fancy.
So fancy. But I really don't even know what I do, so I just, you know, pretty much go with it.
Okay, no, that's your rate, right? So when you, that's your rate. So that's like your job description.
That's my job description, yeah.
Okay. So what's your rank?
I'm a rank. I'm a second class petty officer.
All right. How long have you been in the Coast Guard?
Coming up on 7 years here in just a few months, 2 months, I think.
And is this your first time here in Alaska?
No, this will actually be my second time in Alaska. This is my first time to Southeast Alaska. Ah. So I was in Kodiak right out of the gate, right out of boot camp. I went to Kodiak.
Welcome to the Coast Guard.
Exactly.
Go to Alaska.
It was a pretty good time, though. I ended up on a boat, the Alex Haley. It was a 282-foot boat out of Kodiak and got to play in the Bering Sea and actually got to go to the South Pacific, went to Hawaii and ran all over the place.
That's not bad going to Hawaii.
No, it wasn't. Well, maybe in the middle of the summer to the South Pacific is not exactly the best because it's like 100 degrees outside and the water temperature is like 95. I know everybody sitting at home right now is probably like, that sounds amazing. But when you're on a big metal ship, there's no place to go and you're like, I'll jump in the water because it'll be cool. But it's not.
So it's like jumping into a hot tub.
Pretty much.
Sweet. So, okay, 7 years. This is your second tour in Alaska. So you haven't. So I was going somewhere with that and now I forget. So you just got to Sitka. That's what I was trying to say.
I did.
You have to like be pretty new here to the station.
I'm extremely new. I think I've got here. I got here right to the end of July. Started work sometime in August, I think. I'm not quite sure. But yeah, I've been here just for the end of the summer and into the fall.
All right. So needless to say, you're experiencing your first Southeast Alaska winter.
For sure.
So is that kind of, I know the set that you put together for the show today, is that kind of your underlying inspiration to your playlist today? Or is that is there another reason of why you put together these songs for us today?
Yeah, I started out with the idea that I was like, okay, I miss summer. I miss the sunshine. I miss the long days. I miss running around in the car with the windows down and all that good stuff. But
the wind blowing through your hair.
Exactly. The wind blowing through my very cropped short hair. You know, I think it turned in kind of, I didn't realize the task of that. And so as I started to put the music together, it just became more and more. And I just started finding music that just wants me to get up and get going. And which always feels like the summer will always do that to you. And actually right when I got here, because Sitka was beautiful.
It was gorgeous today.
It was gorgeous today and it was gorgeous this summer. So there's like these long days and you know, it makes you want to run around and get outside. And
okay. So since it's your first time here, do you know how long our longest day is here in Sitka?
Oh, my goodness.
Pop quiz. You didn't know.
The hot seat now.
Yeah.
No, but I'll guess.
Guess.
Wait, I think I feel like you told me this earlier, but I don't remember what you said.
just guess. Because we're right now in the shortest days. The winter, we have the shortest days. And in like 4 days, we're going to have our shortest day of the year. So what would be our – I'll give you our shortest day of the year, and then you have to guess what our longest day is.
Fair enough.
So December 21st. Is the winter solstice.
Okay.
So we'll be dead shortest day of the year. We have 6 hours, 41 minutes, and 56 seconds of daylight.
Oof, okay.
If we can see the sun. Right. We'll have, that's the big joke. We'll have 6 hours if we can see it.
It's poking out behind a cloud.
Yes, but for summer, okay, so summer, the solstice is June 21st, 2014.
Okay.
What is our longest day? How many hours?
I'm going to go for a guess and say like 19.
Oh, it's too long.
Too long?
Yeah.
So I shortened it down a little bit. Let's go to 16.
Higher.
17.
Yes. Woo! 17 hours, 54 minutes, and 12 seconds.
Almost 18 then, right?
Yeah, almost 18. All right. We're close. And that is exactly 184 days away from today. But it's going to feel a lot shorter because Sully has lined up some... what you called it, your summer cruising music.
Exactly, summer cruising music.
So this is all music that you should just turn on your happy lamps to right now and just pretend that we are in 17 hours of daylight for the summer and go in your car and turn the heater up or something. So up next we have lined up Young Blood by Naked and Famous and Beautiful Day by U2. We'll be right back.
A blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend, take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful. Light and see the bird with a leaf in her mouth after the flood, all the colors came out. It was a beautiful day. Don't let it get away. Beautiful day. Touch me.
That was Beautiful Day, U2, and before that, Young Blood, The Naked and Famous. So, Soli, did you put Beautiful Day in there because today was a beautiful day out of the past week we've had?
It was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. So, Beautiful Day kind of reminds us about the weather and how nice the weather was today. So, right now, we're going to give you the Alaska Zone weather forecast brought to you by my guest host, Soli.
All right. The Alaskan Zone weather. Sitka and Port Alexander. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening and then becoming mostly clear. Isolated snow showers in the evening, low 20s to 26. North wind, 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs around 32. Northeast winds, 5 miles per hour. Shifting to the southeast in the afternoon. Tenneke Springs. Winter storm watch in effect from late Wednesday night through Thursday afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. Isolated snow showers in the evening near Hanu. Lows around 10 above. Northeast winds 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs around 22. Southeast winds 10 miles per hour. Pelican and Elfin Cove. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. Lows 18 to 24. Northeast winds 10 miles per hour. Near Cross Sound. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Diminishing late. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Isolated snow showers in the afternoon. Highs around 30. East wind, 5 miles per hour. Angoon. Winter storm watch in effect from late Wednesday night through Thursday afternoon. Tonight, decreasing clouds. Lows around 15. Northwest wind, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs around 24. North wind, 5 miles per hour. Cake. Winter storm watch in effect from late Wednesday night through Thursday afternoon. Tonight, scattered snow showers in the evening, then decreasing clouds, lows 14 to 21, northeast winds 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny, highs 22 to 26, east winds 10 miles per hour. Yakutat. Winter storm watch in effect from late Wednesday night through Thursday afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, scattered snow showers west of Icy Bay. Lows 0 to 10 above 0. Northeast winds, 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, increasing clouds, isolated snow showers in the afternoon, highs around 22. Northeast winds, 10 miles per hour.
Very well done.
Thank you. Very exciting.
So those are all places you have been before.
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, not yeah, yet. That's right. I forgot. You're new. You're new to Sitka. So, yes, you will be flying to all those locations in your near future while you're stationed here.
Making little pit stops.
Making little pit stops. Yes, exactly. Hopefully not doing it while all these winter storms are going around. But
yes.
So there might be winter storms out there, but we're going to have some more summer-themed music lined up. But first, we're going to get to a brief commercial.
The Greater Sitka Arts Council announces the 6th annual Sitka Wearable Art Show and Runway Extravaganza. It's less than 3 months away. Dress rehearsal is February 28th, and there will be a matinee and evening show on Saturday, March 1st. The theme this year is six of one, half a dozen of another, use it or not. Questions, Jeff, 747-4821. Email sitkaarts@yahoo.com. The clock is ticked. clock ticking.
Now, that is actually something fun that you should do while you're stationed here, the Whale Bar Art Show. It's good. It's a good time.
I'd be down.
It's like a fashion show. A
little fashion show.
Yeah, you should be in it.
I should. I should bring my onesie back from...
You should take your onesie, cut it up, and make something new out of it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not sure you can cut the gloriousness that is the green winter onesie that I was rocking at the Christmas party.
So. Okay, so I was going to bring this up later on the show, but we might as well get to it now. So if you're just joining us, I have Andrew Sullivan from the United States Coast Guard in here as my guest host today on Speaking Tube. He was the winner of Air Station Sitka's Ugly Sweater Contest at this year's Christmas party. Ugly Sweater Contest. He wore a onesie. You wore a onesie.
Well, it was kind of sweater-esque.
It was a ugly onesie Christmas.
But it was grand. It was very grand. And
it was
classic and...
It wasn't epic, though. You didn't reach
it wasn't
epic. It wasn't epic. If you would,
I'm kind of heartbroken right now. You don't think it was epic?
I even had
the Bill Murray underneath shirt, the hat. No, the hat kind of made it epic.
Yeah, the hat was
See, don't
good
deny
too.
Me the epicness.
Okay. All right. So grand and epic was his win at the Air Station Christmas party. And you're wearing a Santa shirt today.
I am.
But we are playing summer music.
Well, it is. We're getting close to Christmas. I felt like I needed to at least represent a little bit.
You had to be festive.
I had to be festive. I couldn't let down the fact that Santa Claus is coming to town soon. But he should be maybe in board shorts and flip-flops as opposed to like his heavy-duty Santa.
That sounds more like the Christmases I remember. Christmas Day in Florida, you can go to the beach and throw the football around.
Exactly.
And I have done that plenty of times.
There you go.
So why did you line up summer-themed music today? Why is your theme for us summer cruising?
I think because a couple reasons. One, it's been kind of dark, kind of dreary, a little cold. Mm-hmm. Nothing too bad, nothing too extraneous, but... I just came up here from San Diego. I just transferred here from San Diego. So I spent the whole summer, or not the whole summer, but a good month road tripping all the way from San Diego, California, all the way home to where my parents live now in Montana, through Montana into Canada, through Canada, all the way to Prince Rupert. And
did you go up through Banff and Jasper National Park? Oh, yes.
Gorgeous.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I actually would want to go do that whole trip again just to see those more time in those parks because I had no idea.
That's pretty much the route we took. We got into... We went through Cody, Wyoming, and then went into Yellowstone and then straight up into Banff, Jasper, and over to Prince Rupert.
Exactly. I was just a little bit outside of that because my parents live in Helena, Montana now. So they're just about two and a half hours outside of Yellowstone, I think. So
okay. All right.
But we went up and it was just – so I was thinking about that. I was kind of reminiscing about the warm weather.
The warm weather, yeah.
The fact that I get home after work about 4 o'clock and about 5:30 I think it's 10 o'clock and I should be going to bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, I need something to get me going. So I started picking songs when we started talking about this in my head of like, okay, what are the songs that I used to crank in the summertime that I would roll down the window, that I would blast as absolutely loud as I could on the car radio before it exploded. And I just started making this list up and thinking of a lot of songs lately that just – get me excited, get me running around, and they're fast-paced.
So is it safe to say this is kind of your musical vitamin D?
That would be an excellent way to put it.
Awesome.
For sure.
All right. That's what you got today, musical vitamin D. So let's introduce these next couple songs. Any significance about Anna's Son, Safe and Sound, that we should know about to you?
I stumbled onto this little group, Walk the Moon, in San Diego when I was there, and I fell in love with the song. Just the sound kind of caught me, and I saw the video, which is even more wild. If you get a chance to kind of check any of it out, totally do. And Capital City was kind of the same way. They just kind of surprised me one day, and I just keep listening to them.
All right, sweet. Well, here they are, and I don't suggest rolling down your windows in this weather, but at least you guys can... get some vitamin D and rock out to him. So this is Anna Sun, Walk the Moon.
Screen falling off the door hanging off the hinges. My feet are still sore, my back's on the fringes. We tore up the walls, we slept on couches. We lifted this house, we lifted this house. Firecrackers in the east, my car parks out. Your hands on my cheeks, your shoulder in my mouth. I was up against the wall on the west mezzanine. We rattle this town, we rattle this scene. Oh, Anna Sun.
summertime coming up for air. Now it's all a wash. Now it's all a wash. Live my life without coming up for air. Now it's all a wash. I want everyone racing down the hill. I am faster than.
The holidays are a great time to be Alaska loyal. Wonderful gifts are produced right in your own community. When you shop local, your money circulates through our economy. That creates jobs and helps businesses, and that's good for all of us. That is Alaska Loyal. This year, celebrate the holidays with Alaska's Harvest, and when you're shopping for gifts, look for Alaska-made products. You can even like Alaska Loyal on Facebook. This message sponsored by the State of Alaska and aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, so we heard Anna's Son, Walk on the Moon, Safe and Sound, Capital Cities, and Miracle Mile, Cold War Kids. And kind of funny, I mean, it's kind of, he hails my guest host, Andrew Sullivan Sully, as people better know him as. He's Petty Officer Second Class at the Air Station Sitka. And we were sitting here talking about this little bagel shop just by where he's from. He's from just outside of Boulder, Colorado. And I used to go visit Colorado every summer. And there's a little bagel shop called Moe's Bagels. And if you're from that area and know that area, that's kind of like an infamous bagel shop.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were kind of reminiscing about his hometown and my vacation spot back in the day. So that kind of brings me to a little bit of the, I'm going to call it like rapid fire. It's not really rapid fire. It's just basically a Q&A. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions and you need to answer them. All right. So.
Sounds like an order. That makes me nervous.
Andrew.
Oh, man.
All right. So I'm just going to have a bunch of questions, and we're just going to get to know you just a tad bit better. All right. So what do you miss most about not being home?
Ooh, that's like a tough question.
Can't say Moe's Bagels.
Moe's Bagels. No. Family, friends. Like, you know, I think just being around your family, just like the little nuances. Usually it's like you miss that so much and you think you're missing out on all the things that are going on in the town you grew up in, or what your parents are doing, your friends are doing. And usually you get back and you realize not that much has changed, but you still miss it desperately. So yeah, I think that's what I think.
I think it's more like, for me, it's like the little events that you don't get to go see, like the birthday parties.
Exactly. And the town that I grew up in, Louisville, is like in the last like 10 years has been voted like number one place to live in the country like multiple times. And they have this really cool old downtown, and they have this like Friday street scene that, you know, huge people, like bands that people would know, famous singers, you know, from even back in the day. So new bands come and play, and it's a total street fair. And I've been to a couple of them when I go back to visit. And, you know, I miss that. I miss like seeing like what it's become and seeing my friends that have grown up and have families now and kids. And
kind of the town traditions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, definitely.
So, why did you join the Coast Guard?
You know, I kind of was one of those little kids that, you know, little boys run around playing war. They think, I don't.
But little girls can't do that too.
Well, they do. I'm just saying. I only knew little boys that ran around doing this, and we did this, and all my friends, we all grew up, and I think a lot of my friends grew out of this whole idea of playing soldier or playing something like that, and I kind of always kept thinking about that. Oh, I can go do this, and I got out of college and was wondering what I was going to do next, and I couldn't stand sitting behind a desk and not being active, what I thought was active. And so I said, you know what, forget it, I'm joining the military. And I'd known about the Coast Guard, I'd kind of always known about the Coast Guard, and said, I'm gonna go do this. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to at least give this a shot and see where this is going to take me before I do something else. So.
And you're 7 years in, right?
I'm 7 years in.
And you're, no, it's okay.
Exactly. Woo-hoo. Going strong. Still loving it.
So would you say the Coast Guard experience is one of your best times of your life, or would you say more like high school or college, or what kind of group would you say is best time of your life?
It's funny because I always see my life more as like chapters almost. So like I had an incredible experience for high school. I went away to boarding school, which I can't even, friends for life, and teachers I still communicate with today, a place that still brings a lot of meaning. I actually went to my high school. I made a trip to the East Coast before I left San Diego to go see my high school before I came up to Sitka. And so that's one part, one chapter. You know, then, you know, being in college was another one, just as fun, probably more, too much fun. And then, but being in the Coast Guard has been a huge chapter. It is definitely one of the best times of my life, because the people, the experiences, being all around, seeing things that I definitely, coming to Alaska, never would have been to Alaska.
So do you think that, and when you look back on it, when you're done with the Coast Guard, do you think the whole Coast Guard career is one chapter, or do you feel like each station is a different chapter?
I think it's one of those things where it's like every station is going to be kind of a sub chapter almost, in a way, you know what I mean? And because I spent 4.5 years in San Diego, and mm-hmm. I've got, you know, 2 to 3 years possibly here in Sitka, and a whole new group of people, even though some of the people that I knew from San Diego are here now, and mm-hmm. even people that, you know, before, right. it's so small. We see each other so much, especially in aviation, Coast Guard mm-hmm. aviation. You know, but each station really has a life of its own and owns its own feel.
Favorite galley meal.
Thanksgiving this year was amazing.
Really?
They did a phenomenal job, because, you know, you kind of dread galley food is kind of like cafeteria food. I love you guys, FSs out there. I'm sorry, I'm gonna get in a lot of trouble for this. You guys are the bomb, but sometimes it's okay, you know, whatever. But they killed Thanksgiving. It was by far one of the best Thanksgiving meals I've ever had, and I was just we were stuffing ourselves. Everybody was on duty on Thanksgiving. So
okay, so your whole theme is summer. Which is your favorite season?
Oh, I was a hockey player growing up, and so my favorite season probably was like winter. And I'm from Colorado, and it was like a winter sport, so being a winter kind of state. Well, actually, it's kind of every outdoor any time of the year, but I don't know. I love summer. Yeah, you know, I just spent. Well, you know, I'll say this much, and I'm befuddling myself here, but I'll say this much about it: that being in San Diego for 4.5 years, it was like 4.5 years of summer. Yeah. It was the perfect weather. You got excited when a storm cloud would roll in or it would rain for 5 minutes.
you're like,
oh my God, change. So, you know, I'm ready for the winter. Like, I like the fact that I'm here. I love the fact when Sitka snows and mm-hmm. when you fly in the Coast Guard helicopters, and one of the pilots was talking about it even today, and we fly over the town and you look down and that kind of winter white of Sitka, it is just beautiful. It mm-hmm. is just such a scene that, you know, you never get to see, I think, from other places.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, here's a kind of a funny one. Do you think women find you better looking in or out of your uniform?
Oh, I look horrible in my uniform. Maybe my flight suit. No, it even looks bad too. I think I've already put on a few Alaskan pounds to keep me warm for the winter. I'm not sure. This is not going well for me.
Okay, how many pets? Do you have pets?
I do. I have one beautiful little puppy. She's not really a puppy anymore. She's 3 years old. She's a pit bull mix from Southern California. She's a Southern California dog, so she does not like the rain.
Oh, that's going
to
be tough.
Yeah, we kind of have to drag her out, put a coat on her. So.
The walking is not going to be good.
Yeah.
She's
getting used to it, though. We'll make a tough girl out of her yet.
So wait, she will be an Alaska dog sooner or later. Exactly. They're used to just being wet all the time.
Exactly.
They're fun. My dog loves it up here. He loves the rain, the snow, the boat, anything. He's just like, yeah, let's go.
She's digging the snow. She's actually, as soon as it snows outside, she usually walks in kind of awkwardly for the first couple seconds, and then she just starts springing around and digging her head into it. So.
What's her name?
Cassidy.
Cassidy, cute.
Good Irish name.
Yeah. All right, so let's get back into the music. Anything spectacular about the next couple songs? We have Toad and the West Sprocket lined up and Bruce Springsteen. Well, he's just classic.
Of course, you can't go wrong with the boss.
Especially on a road trip.
Oh, yeah. See, and these two songs actually have quite a bit of meaning. Out of all the other songs that I put into this set, these two, Fall Down by Toad the West Sprocket is the one song I blatantly remember when I got my license and I started driving in Colorado. And I remember the summers I would drive from my house to the pool that I worked at, which was on this road called the Mogul Bismarck. It was kind of the nickname because it was a bicycle race actually happened on it.
Oh, okay.
And it was kind of this backcountry road. It was gorgeous, and you could really illegally speed and slide on this road.
Everyone has one of those roads in
their town. And I remember hearing the song. I would crank the song all the time, and so it's a very fond memory of the song. I haven't listened to it in years. I just put it on this list after digging it out last night.
All right.
And then the boss, the Bruce, my dad is a truck driver. And I grew up as a little kid, and he had the stereo system in his big rig that was rocking, and we would put on the boss. Like, I grew up listening to Bruce Springsteen all the time. That was all we listened to, I feel like. And I learned, this is where my dad taught me to keep the beat. Like, he would put on, like, you know, this song, or he put on was it Born in the USA and or whatever, and he would teach me to, like, okay, this is the he'd teach me when to tap and stuff like that. Not that I still have any rhythm to this day, but it was
how to look cool while listening to music.
Pretty much, we'd roll into the Colorado tunnels, we'd roll the windows down in the semi, and we'd blast the air horn and crank this out. People, I'm sure, loved us, but
they remember you
probably
from that one time.
Probably.
Well, you know what? I have a couple more questions now, because when you're talking about your first car, what was your first car?
My first car was this. it was a Ford Taurus SHO, which, if you know anything about cars and you hear Taurus, you like immediately cringe. But the SHO was like the super hot rod, and it didn't look like a Taurus. And this car flew. It was like not the car that you wanted to give a 16-year-old kid. And my dad, for whatever reason, decided, he's like, okay, this is your car. And it was all white with white wheels and everything like that.
White wheels.
It looked like a cop car, you know, and people would actually like slow down. They'd hit their brakes when they'd see us coming up, and not that we ever took that to our advantage.
Never.
And it was a fun car, and it was a good time.
So this is your summer cruising soundtrack. So what would be the ultimate car you'd want for a summer road trip?
Oh, that's a good question. My friend Maddie back in San Diego, he's actually in Arizona right now. He drives a WRX, and he let me drive it once. And I think any of the WRX series, I'm kind of on a Subaru kick right now, which is really ridiculous for anybody to say that if that's the only car you'd really want was a Subaru. Let me break. But I feel like a car that I could actually attain one day would be the WRX, like super high, fun little car.
All right. So if you have a Subaru WRX, is that it? All right. You should not roll down your windows because it's cold out. But listen.
You warm it up.
You roll them up. It'll warm you right up. This is Fall Down, Toe the Wet Sprocket, followed by Working on the Highway by Bruce Springsteen.
Fall. just a little girl. She don't know nothing about this cool, cool world. We let her out down the Florida, we got a long ride. One day the brothers came and got her, and they took me in a black and white. The prosecutor kept a promise that he made on that day. And the judge got mad and he put me straight away. Now I drive every morning to the work where they'll climb. Me and the warden go swinging on the Charlotte County road. I'm working on the highway and down the blacktop. Getting on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Getting on the highway blasting through the bedrock. Getting on the highway, working on the highway. I'm working on the highway and down the blacktop. Getting on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Getting on the highway blasting through the bedrock. Getting on the highway, working on the highway.
You just heard Fall Down to the Wet Sprocket, Working on the Highway, Bruce Springsteen, and Island in the Sun by Weezer. And I have a big question for you on that one.
Ruh-roh.
Because I know when I hear that song, I think of a movie. And the movie is a movie I don't think you would ever know about.
We'll see. I'm pretty good with movies.
I don't know about this one.
But I could be ashamed if I know this movie, if that's what you're going to tell me. I have to admit that on the air.
To be honest, I don't even know the name of the movie, but I know the two actresses in it.
Okay.
And if you are a fan of their movies from their preteen years, I'll be upset with you, I guess. So, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh, all right, good. So far we're good because I don't think I know any of their stuff.
After Full House, they put out all these like preteen movies, like from when they were like 10 to like 13 or something like that.
They're boxed like straight to VHS.
And there's the movies that they always play like on the weekend or in these odd hours. And there was like nothing on. And yes, I watched this movie, but this song... It's like they go to the Atlantis and the Bahamas and resort, and this song is on there. And every time I hear it, all I can think of is Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I'm very glad and very safe to say that I don't know the movie that you're talking about, and I feel a little bit better because I was worried that I was going to have to admit to knowing a movie that I shouldn't know.
Okay, great. So where does that song come from in your history? Why is that on your playlist, Island the Sun, Weezer?
You know, I think that was always a good one. I can't remember when I first heard that. I think I was in high school when I first heard it. A friend of mine introduced me kind of to Weezer. And I remember it was winter days because I went to school, where I went to high school was in the middle of New Hampshire and the White Mountains. And we'd have, again, very short, cold days. Mm-hmm. And so you needed that one song that was like, you could get you like, oh, I remember what the sun's like. Or I remember where it was warm.
I remember the feeling.
I remember that feeling. So it was something simple. And it's kind of a silly little fun song. And
yes, it kind of puts you in a little good mood.
So. Exactly.
All right, we're going to do a quick message and then get back to a little bit more of some Q&A with Andrew Sullivan, my guest host today.
As we enter the holiday season, Sitka's public transit system invites you to purchase bus passes for yourself or as a gift. The ride has four different bus passes to choose from: a daily bus pass, a 6-trip, a 12-trip, and a monthly bus pass. Around this holiday season, let the ride do the driving. The ride wishes you a safe and happy holiday season. For more information, call 747-7103.
All right, so if you're just joining us, this is Speaking Tube, the show where brings a guest host on from the Coast Guard, and I've got Andrew Sullivan, a.k.a. Sully. He is a petty officer stuff in class, avionics electrical tech. Did I say that right?
Electrical
tech. Electrical tech. So what does that mean? What is your day-to-day in the Coast Guard?
So there's there's three aviation rates in the Coast Guard. On the enlisted side, you have the AETs, which is what I am, and then you have the AMTs, which is the aviation maintenance technicians, which is kind of all the mechanical guys. Mm-hmm. And then you have the ASTs, which is the rescue swimmers.
Okay.
My day-to-day is pretty much I deal with anything on the helicopter that has power, wires, radios, okay, computers, software, all the kind of digital and okay, power side of everything. Whereas like the mechs kind of take care of everything that's engines, motors,
okay,
you know, nuts and bolts and the swimmers kind of handle all the rescue stuff and,
okay,
and whatnot. And there's kind of a little thing because we have the mechs for short and the tweets for short. So I'm a tweet.
You're a tweet?
A tweet, as they say.
Oh, Twitter.
We were the original Twitter.
You're apparently the original Twitter. You're the original tweet.
Exactly.
You guys should have shirts.
We actually should have. I think there have been made up before. I'm not really sure where they're hiding. We try to keep that under wraps, I think.
So when you're on the aircraft and you're in a flight, what's your responsibility there?
Basic air crew is kind of what the overall designation is. Okay. And they toss us in the back and everybody kind of goes through the whole kind of same stuff. We, you know, help start the startups and shutdowns and pre-checks and run radios, act as like lookouts, mm-hmm, or, you know, observe everything that's going on for the helicopter. I'm right now in my upgrade syllabus to become a flight mech, which is the guys that do all the hoisting, mm-hmm, putting the rescue swimmer in and out of the cabin and taking gear in and out and okay, and all that kind of stuff. So
you're actually the one controlling the rescue swimmer going down, the speed at which they're going down,
yep,
all that stuff. How do you keep them from not swinging? That's my question that I've always wanted to ask, but no.
It's kind of a luck, and I probably wouldn't be the person to ask because if you ask Rob Simpson, he was swinging all over the place when I was flying. So, but no, it's kind of just a little bit of brute force. You're just kind of anticipating where they're going to be going in a pendulum effect, and you're kind of trying to stop it from going there.
Okay.
There's tricks of the trade where you can like kind of lower them if you can. You can kind of lower them back in the water to stop the pendulum or stop the spinning.
Yeah.
I think a really bad pendulum is probably really bad for them, and most guys would probably really hate that. But I've been on the end of the hook.
Yeah.
When things start to spin really quickly and you just can't stop spinning, and that's almost worse, I feel like, because you just feel like you're gonna get sick.
Has anyone actually gotten sick?
I've never.
That's one of those questions I wonder.
I don't know. Huh. I've never heard of anybody getting necessarily sick because of the hoist portion of it. I've heard some crazy stories. Like I've heard of people getting punched in the face by a survivor when they came back up, which is kind of very odd.
Yeah.
I've heard of, you know.
It's all probably all reasons, by like mistake or just like.
I hope.
The situation, the events, just probably whatever.
Dramatic, overwhelming.
Yeah.
It is kind of, you know, it is if you're not like if. I've been in the position where you're coming up and it's kind of magnificent. It's kind of like it is overwhelming and I work on it, but I've been on the hook and you're coming back up and you can see the bottom of the helicopter and mm-hmm. you can't hear anything. It's ungodly loud, mm-hmm. you know, and the wind that comes off of the blades is, you know, just like hurricane force, mm-hmm. you know, and you're coming up and you can't really see anything. There's this guy that's kind of hanging out the door looking down at you.
And you're that guy.
And I'm that guy. Hopefully we'll be that guy.
We'll be that guy.
And so it is very kind of on very dreamlike, or maybe you can't quite believe it's happening. So if I guess a survivor that's having a lot of been having all this trauma.
Yeah, the trauma that just happened to them, and then the trauma.
Yeah.
Or the experience that.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit like, wow, what are they doing to me? So why am I here?
I had a really bad analogy that I'm not going to say because it'll just show my interest levels right now. I have to say it. I just watched The Hunger Games, and they have that scene where she goes up into the.
Yeah, it's exactly. We kind of have that. Not so claw-like.
So claw-like apparatus, but.
I feel like that would be kind of fun, though. I'd pick a swimmer up in that. So.
All right. So we don't have much more time on the show. We're done just past 8 o'clock. So we have like 20 more minutes, and we're going to try to shove some more music in there and maybe some more stories. We'll get some more stories out of Sully. But up next, we have Toad. No, wait. Excuse me. Pressure Drop by Toots in the.
Métals.
Métals. Counting Crows and Mumford & Sons. What's the significance of them to you?
Toot and Métals, I remember hearing in college and just kind of this another, like one of those little Island in the Sun songs, just happy, mm-hmm. makes you want to get up and dance, kind of reggae song. And then the Counting Crows, I grew up listening to them, you know, and I've got a million one of their songs, and I was going through my list last night and I was like, I always remember jamming to Counting Crows, driving in my car, and I listened to them. So I was like, I just picked one of their songs. And Mumford & Sons was the last huge concert I saw right before I left San Diego.
Oh, so you saw them?
Oh, I did. And they were, it was phenomenal. Nice. To say the least. It was just an incredible show. So
that's pretty sweet.
I've been listening to them all summer and into the winter.
All right. Time to start dancing, you guys. This is Pressure Drop.
Thank you. what you fear in the night, in the day comes to call anyway. Yeah, yeah. Never, never, never again. No, 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 no. We came to the end, it seems you had heard. As we walked the city streets, you never said a word. When we finally sat down, your eyes were full of spite. I was desperate, I was weak, I could not put up a fight. Where are you now? Where are you now? Do you ever think of me in the quiet, in the crowd? You were strangely less in pain. Cold, triumphant in your mind of the logic that you hold. You said no one would ever know the love that we had shared. As I took my leave to go, it was clear you didn't care. But where are you now? And you're going in the town. I hear stories of your smile, I hear stories of your frown. And the darkness can descend, we can relish all the pain. But I know that's what you love, 'cause you know I love the same. But where are you now?
Sweeping the floors, open up the doors, here, turn on the lights, getting ready for the night. Nobody's romantic, 'cause it's too early for dancing, but here comes the music. Bright lights flashing, the cover of the lacquer, so many people, so many problems, so many reasons to find another rhyme. We could dance another night on the town. With the big man, money man, better than the other man, he got the plan. With $1 million, give a damn, when nobody understands. Come on, smaller man, the bright lights keep flashing. We must keep on dancing with the clowns, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down, yeah, yeah. The rodeo crowns, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down. The disc
disco ball, spinning all the music and the women and a shot of tequila. Man, they say that they need you. What they really need is just a little room to breathe. Teen and pop and disco queens, you barely understand the dreams of belly button rings and other kind of dreams. Symbolic of change, but the thing that is strange is that the changes occur. And now she's at the part of the heart. Yeah, yeah. Man, I thought that you heard. Out, shut down, late night, wet ground. You up a look at him, but he can't look at you, yeah. You might feel pity, but he don't know if it's a crown. You understand moves, but he only knows let down. By the corner, there's another one. Reaching out a hand, coming from a book of manhood. He tried to live, but he's done trying. Not dead, but definitely dying. With the rest of the clowns, yeah.
All right, that's Rodeo Clown's Jack Johnson. Before that, Where Are You Now, which is a bonus track off of Mumford & Sons' Babel, the deluxe edition. Einstein on the Beach, Counting Crows, and Pressure Drop. Toots in the Maytels. Yeah, and we've got one more song lined up before we sign off here on Speaking Tube. The playlist has been Summer Cruisin', all kind of songs that you can cruise to in the summer with the windows down, the hair, or the wind in your hair. And, yeah, so that's pretty much it. We had second-class petty officer Andrew Sullivan in the studio as a guest list. He's the one who put together the whole entire music set today. And we were actually just talking about that last song, which Rodeo Clown's Jack Johnson. I originally thought when I saw his playlist that it was a G-Lovin' Special Sauce song, which is one of my favorite groups. Yep. And we were just talking about this, and apparently Jack Johnson did write the song, and you saw...
First time I ever heard the song.
Heard the song.
Was and it was at a G-Lovin' Special Sauce concert, and he played it. And I didn't realize that it was even a Jack Johnson song, I think, then. I just thought it was a G-Lovin' Special Sauce song. Yeah. But
so I've come to find out, I had to research it, because I thought, too, that it was a G-Love song and not Jack Johnson. I'm like, oh, Jack Johnson covered G-Love. Well, apparently they're friends. And before Jack Johnson got really big, he debuted this song with G-Love on G-Love and Special Sauce album, Philadelphia Phonic.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. So that's how it came to be. So, and you saw G-Love in concert live. I'm jealous of that.
I did. It was phenomenal. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
At Colby College in Maine.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was a random... go to the event. I remember being there with a group of my buddies that I'd gone to high school with, and we were running around, and at the end of the show, the drummer gets up and throws his drumstick into the crowd, and I just happened to have my hand up at the right time, and I caught it.
I've caught a drumstick, too.
It was great.
But yours is better, because it's G-Love and Special Sauce. Mine was Vanilla Ice.
Ooh. We're just going to pretend. We're going to go right past that.
No, it was after when he went to his punk rock days.
Well, that's a little bit better, because...
I have a drumstick from him.
That's not bad. Okay. Was it his drumstick he was playing the drums at the time?
Or I don't was his remember. Bandmate? I think it was his bandmate, but I'm just going to say Vanilla Ice.
That works.
And Mumford & Sons, you've seen. Who else have you seen that's on your list?
Oh, I've seen Walk the Moon, Jack Johnson. I think I've seen Matchbox 20. But they actually were not even playing that song. We ended up moving that one out of the way.
We had a lot of other songs lined up, but we just couldn't get to it because we ended up talking a lot. But
exactly.
That's fine.
But and then U2, of course. I've seen U2 twice.
Oh, nice.
And even if you're there's people out there that, you know, that are going to be concert people, like, and you're going to go see mm-hmm. certain people just because you've heard the show is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like Bruce Springsteen supposedly puts on the killer show. Mm-hmm. You know? U2 is by far, hands down, out of any show I've seen, throws an incredible performance. And I saw them live in Boston many years ago, I guess it wasn't that long ago, but 2004 or 5, I can't remember which. And then I saw them in Denver, Colorado. Or did I say Denver before? Boston the first time, no, Boston, and then Denver the second time. And they played outside at Mile High Stadium in front of a crowd that was like 82,000 people.
Oh, wow.
And the stadium before the concert, right when the concert was about to start, people were like jumping. and you could feel the whole stadium was flexing, like it was shaking and stuff like that. So
that's like one of those things you hear about. They did like it registered on the earthquake.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's exactly. Probably definitely what happened.
Oh yeah.
How many times have you been to Red Rocks?
Ooh, multiple times.
I've been there once, and I dream of going back.
By far the coolest venue I've ever seen, hands down.
Hands down.
Hands down. I've seen quite a few people. I saw Sting there.
Yeah,
random, but
I'm not gonna tell you who I saw there, but
just going back to the Mary Kate and no.
Not that bad.
Okay.
All right, well, that's all we have for today. This is Speaking Tube, or every other Tuesday, basically when the assembly is not meeting, you will hear our show, and that's what we're trying to do, is just get you to introduce you to members of the U.S. Coast Guard and hear what music they like and what musical influences they've had over their years. And thank you, Petty Officer Second Class Andrew, a.k.a. Sully Sullivan.
It was so good to be here.
Awesome. Thanks. He put together all the music today, your summer cruising playlist. And yeah, so you're listening to KCAW Sitka. The songs that's going to play us out today is Endless Summer by Jezebels. And this was Speaking To. Be safe out there, everybody.